Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. House has passed a bill that forces TikTok to be sold or face a nationwide ban in the United States. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the legislation faces an uncertain future in the Senate, but President Biden says he would sign the bill if approved.
The House has overwhelmingly passed a bipartisan bill that gives Beijing-based ByteDance an ultimatum: sell TikTok or be banned in the U.S. If not sold off in 6 months, the bill would make it illegal for app stores and web hosting services from offering TikTok. Lawmakers say China could use TikTok for surveillance, censorship, and to push propaganda, but officials have not offered any publicly available evidence of China's direct meddling on TikTok. TikTok and civil liberties groups say the government shouldn't be in the business of banning a social media platform. The hit video app used by 170 million Americans was targeted by former President Trump, too, but federal courts blocked his attempt at banning the app. Now, Trump says maybe TikTok shouldn't be banned. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
U.S. voters are now bracing for a rematch of the 2020 presidential election after yesterday's nominating contest. President Biden and former President Donald Trump have each met the delegates' threshold to formally secure their respective parties' 2024 nomination. Each lashed out against the other last night, signaling the tenor of what's expected to be a polarizing race to the White House. The president's due to visit the swing state of Wisconsin today, where he'll announce billions of dollars worth of grants to help reconnect urban communities divided by highway projects. NPR's Frank Ordonez reports that plan includes $3 billion in investments for more than 40 states.
President Biden will unveil a $36 million plan to help reconnect communities divided by the 1960s construction of I-94 that led to the demolition of roughly 17,000 homes. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the funding is part of Biden's efforts to address the economic harm and racial disparities caused by highway systems often built through predominantly minority neighborhoods.
The people who made those decisions in the past are, for the most part, not even around today. And no one here today is responsible for having first created that situation. But all of us are responsible for what we do next.
The visit is part of a series of trips to swing states that the president is making following his State of the Union address. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The president of Russia is again issuing a nuclear weapons threat today. State television released the contents of an interview in which Vladimir Putin is asked if he has ever considered using nuclear weapons in Ukraine, which Russian forces invaded more than 2 years ago. Putin says there has been no need, but that could change if Russia's sovereignty or independence was in danger. In the United States, Congress is still divided over a bill that provides tens of billions in military aid to Kyiv. This is NPR News. Dollar Tree says it plans to close hundreds of stores this year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the company's family dollar outlets have been hard hit by changes in customers' buying habits.
Dollar Tree lost $1.7 billion in the most recent quarter. The discount retailer says it plans to close nearly 1,000 underperforming stores that operate under the Family Dollar name. Like other retailers, Dollar Tree has struggled as penny-pinching customers focus on essential items, which often carry lower profit margins than discretionary purchases. And what's a five-letter word for copycat? The New York Times, which owns the popular Wordle game, is accusing some rivals of copyright infringement. Mimic? Clone? Four more tries. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A new study suggests the national U.S. maternal mortality rate may be much lower than the CDC has reported. Here's NPR Selena Simmons-Duffin.
The most recent report from the CDC put the U.S. maternal mortality rate at a whopping 32.9 per 100,000. Now a team of outside researchers puts the maternal mortality rate much lower, at 10.4 per 100,000. K.S. Joseph of the University of British Columbia is the lead author of the paper. He says the lower rate is good news, but the sad truth is that most maternal deaths are preventable.
It does not mean that we have to stop trying. We have to prevent these deaths.
He points out the racial disparities remain in his analysis. Black pregnant patients are still three times more likely to die than white patients. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.